it's going down, and you're invited.
The disenfranchised people are set to explode.
On April 21st, a crowd gathered outside of the Lucasville Correctional Facility in Lucasville, Ohio. The action was carried out by the Central Ohio Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee, or IWOC, with people from Columbus, Athens, and Cincinnati also in attendance. The action took place along with other events happening across the country to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the 1993 Lucasville Prisoner Uprising, where prisoners across racial lines came together and rioted, issuing demands primarily over issues of overcrowding and abusive treatment. The riots lasted 10 days and incurred $40 million in damage. 10 people were killed, 9 inmates and 1 prison guard. They ended on April 21st, 1993. People rallied outside the facility, which you will hear from today. They held banners, they did speeches. And again, this was taking place across the country as people were holding events commemorating the 25th anniversary of the Lucasville Prisoner Uprising. At the same time these events were taking place, the Ohio State Penitentiary Administration also rolled back communication access for survivors of the Lucasville Prison Uprising, meaning they stopped survivors of the uprising from being able to talk to the public, from being able to talk to media about the 25th anniversary. If you go to itsgoingdown.org, there is a post entitled Phone Zap, Defend Survivors of the Lucasville Uprising, giving you information and a script and a phone number you can call to let people in the prison system know that we're watching, let them know that we're not going to allow them to take people's rights away, to speak with members of the public to commemorate the 25th anniversary. Please go to itsgoingdown.org for information about how to participate in the call-in campaign, more information about the Lucasville Uprising, the 25th anniversary. And now let's hear from people outside of the prison, out on the streets. Thanks a lot for listening.
We love y'all prisoners. Hey, yo, we love the family members of prisoners, too. We fucking love y'all. We think it's a goddamn shame how they make y'all wait for fucking hours and shit just so y'all can visit y'all loved ones. How they fucking say that you can't hug and you can't kiss your fucking loved ones, right? How they fucking terrorize my their little sons and daughters and shit when they come to visit y'all. How they fucking harass y'all and treat y'all like some, y'all some goddamn kids. We feel y'all's pain. We feel y'all's pain. We love y'all too. Don't trust these correctional officers. They are not your friend. We know y'all understand what it is. Anyways, we out. We coming back. We coming back, baby. Y'all don't know when we gonna come back. But, hey, in the meantime, we want y'all prisoners to stand up. Stand up. And just know that y'all got people out here that love y'all. People out here that care for y'all. People out here, we got our eyes on y'all. We watching. We watching Southern Ohio Correctional Facility. We watching these goddamn pigs across the street that's watching us. That's it. Peace.
We here, baby. It's Ohio, and we say free Greg Curry and free Bomani Shakur and free Imam Sadiq Abdullah Hassan. We here to commemorate 25th anniversary of the Lucasville Uprising. We want to give a shout out to Hotwire for giving us press. Imam Hassan, he asked for a media blitz. There was only a few outlets that really covered the 25th anniversary of the Lucasville Uprising, and we just want to salute all of those that continue to stand with prisoners in struggle. We stand with Mumia Abu-Jamal. We stand with the Santa Clara County prisoners who are on hunger strike right now. We stand in solidarity with the prisoners in the Carolinas. We stand in solidarity with the Free Alabama movement. And we feel that if you have a loved one that is incarcerated, you should also stand with us, because it's going to take a mass movement in order for us to burn these fucking prisons down. We need to abolish all prisons. Fuck punitive and retributive justice. We need some of that transformative and that restorative justice. It could work. People are already practicing abolition. We need an abolitionist public policy. So if the politicians that are asking for your fucking vote, as if the ruling class is going to allow us to vote away their wealth, if they not talking about divesting from the fucking police, right? They pay the pigs in my city like $130 fucking million dollars in a year. You know what I'm saying? And they use that to slaughter innocent black and brown people, right? If they're not talking about divesting from these fucking prisons, they're expanding the jails in Franklin County, Ohio. They're adding 400 beds to a fucking jail system that has been implicated in committing human rights abuses and shit. This is United Nations came to fucking Franklin County and said that, okay? So if the politicians ain't talking about extending the right to vote to fucking prisoners, then say fuck the politicians. You know what I'm saying? They swear to take an oath to uphold and defend a racist and a sexist and an ableist fucking constitution and shit. You know what I'm saying? But these people who are apolitical, who are on the sidelines, they're on the fence because they're more worried about getting a piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? They're going to tell you that all you got to do is vote. You know what I'm saying? We say, fuck that. Voting is like the weakest form of political expression one person could take. You need to get out here on these streets with us. We need y'all, baby. Where y'all at? Stand the fuck up.
It was fuck the police. It's a baby. Yeah, that's how the streets raging. I know the police hate me. Police started off doing slavery. Black fists in the air yelling.
Fuck the police.